think sometimes a lack of reaction almost says as much as reacting really strongly towards something on 99.7 DJX, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the big, I guess, concerns that our listener had when she was all like, hey, what do you think of this? And her husband was like, meh.
Yeah, and then she's kind of like, well, why didn't he react with any sort of emotion at all?
Yeah, and like to catch you up, her husband's best friend, or Beau, right?
Mm-hmm.
Name may or may not have been changed to protect the innocent or guilty, so I don't know.
Sure, we're going with it, though.
gave her a present, and the present he gave her was lingerie.
Yeah, it was in a box on the porch, and a little note said, thought this would look good on you. And so she's all like, what does this mean? And should I tell my husband? And we were all like, oh, yeah, you should probably tell your husband.
Yeah,
deal with it.
Yeah, exactly. Have him deal with it with your friend. So
then he just didn't deal with it. He was like, meh.
He's like, yeah, if you don't like it, throw it away.
Yeah, and then we're like, okay, so you don't get that it's weird that your best friend's giving me lingerie?
Okay, so what were some of the theories that were being tossed out?
Okay, well, my brain immediately leaped to the fact that we know that Beau recently broke up with his girlfriend.
Yes.
So then in my Lifetime movie kind of brain,
sure,
jumped to the whole, her husband had an affair with Beau's girlfriend, which is why they broke up. This is Beau's retaliation.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to be right. I don't.
Well,
I don't.
It's funny because you weren't the only one to think that, because several people who were commenting on the thread were diving into that sort of wormhole too.
Right.
So we've got an update. And I'm going to give you the update here in about 3 minutes, okay? But let me read you the first sentence in the update, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She writes and she says, I was on a mission, and I think I now know why my husband didn't care about the lingerie.
Okay, I can't tell if that's good or bad.
Yeah, we'll find
I can't
out.
Tell.
Coming up next.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so her husband's best friend, Beau, gave her a present. It was lingerie. It was left on the front step with her name on it. Note that said, I thought you'd look good in this, right?
Uh-huh.
So last week, she confronted her husband about the gift, and he didn't really care. In fact, he had no emotion about it whatsoever, to the point where he told her to just throw the lingerie away if she didn't want it.
And she was real confused about his complete lack of caring about it. Like, why wouldn't he care? His best friend is giving her lingerie. That seems like a really personal gift.
Yeah. So a lot of people were just like, you know what? That is weird. And even you were thinking maybe like her husband was part of Beau and his girlfriend's recent breakup.
Yeah. See, I'm not proud of my theory. I'm not proud of it.
Right.
I'm not proud that I came up with it. But I've seen too many TV shows, and that's exactly where I went.
And a lot of people were saying, hey, talk to Beau about it. Since your husband's not, like, giving you any answers, talk to Beau. Talk to the friend. So we got an update. You want to hear it?
Uh-huh.
All right. Ben and Kelly, all caps. I was on a mission, and I think I know now why my husband didn't care about the lingerie. First of all, thank you for filling me with the confidence to dig deeper.
Oh, gosh.
I could tell I was getting nowhere with my husband, who just kept getting annoyed every time I approached him with it. So, I texted his friend Beau's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, she went to the girlfriend. Oh.
To tell her that I had something of hers and asked her if I could drop it off.
Oh, clever.
So I went to her apartment to talk. Man, like she's going right to the... Do you think... Like,
she's going down another lane. We didn't even suggest.
I was going to say...
Nobody said like, go talk to the ex-girlfriend. Nobody said that.
Okay. So she writes, when I showed her the lingerie, she knew exactly what it was.
She did?
We talked for like an hour. She told me she and Beau broke up because of this. You see, a month ago, my husband went to Beau's to play cards. He had texted me that night and told me he was too drunk to drive home, so he was just going to crash there. apparently they had a lot of, quote, fun.
What kind of fun?
Some other people came over and they got wild.
How wild?
She only found out recently that one of the women there wore that lingerie and was in Bo's bedroom because she found it crammed in the back of his closet with a note that said sorry, and she didn't know he had a girlfriend.
Oh, wait a second. If I'm connecting dots, he gifted her used lingerie?
It gets better.
Is that what you're telling me?
It gets better.
Oh my God.
Which, ew.
Yes! Ew!
She broke up with him and told me she was sick of him. Wait. I'm here. She broke up with him and told me she was sick of him and not sad at all because he had strayed two other times before and she had taken him back each time.
Oh, no.
I got angry because I knew my husband was at this party.
Oh, boy.
Plus, get this. She told me she figured out Bo had made my husband swear he wouldn't say anything about what happened that night to me. What kind of stupid high school crap is this?
Yes. Yes. Oh, dang.
Okay.
Okay. I'm still hung on the used lingerie. I know. I'm still there
okay.
mentally.
Okay. All right. Ew. All right. Mentally, we're there.
Uh-huh.
What color is it mentally?
Red.
It's red, right?
It's red in my mind, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. She continues. What kind of stupid high school crap is this? I apologized to her, and she told me Bo probably was trying to ruin our relationship by leaving that underwear for me because he was convinced my husband told on him.
Okay, so it was retaliation.
Then I got angry at my husband for being friends with a guy like him.
Yeah, that's, I get that.
I felt
not a very good influence.
No, not at all. She continues, I felt good about my conversation with her and was upset that my husband wasn't truthful with me about that night. So I came home and I told him about my chat with Bo's ex.
Oh, boy.
He flushed. Yeah. He flushed red and got really embarrassed.
Yeah, he should.
Then he swore he didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. But Bo had cheated and he had been trying to forget it and move on. I trust him. We're married. And I don't think he would do anything to jeopardize that.
Okay. But we cut Bo off, right?
I'm still mad he thought he needed to protect his stupid friend who literally turned on him the minute he got caught.
That is true. That is a very good point that he needs to let that sink in a little bit and be like, you know what? I think I need to go move on from Bo. We say bye-bye, Bo. And ew. And you know what? He knew that lingerie was used. Why? He should have said, no, listen, you need to throw that away. You need to burn it.
So she finishes up. I didn't think guys were that catty. Thanks for the help. Oh, and Bo's ex and I cut up the lingerie. It was full of bad juju.
Okay, good. That was very smart. Okay, so they had a little ceremony. That's great. Okay. Okay.
Does it?
Oh, wow. What a way to close the book. I'm glad that she's confident that her husband wasn't cheating. We now know. You know, kind of needs to do some reflecting.
Right.
On how he treats ladies and his friends.
And I guess like her husband, I don't know, maybe he was trying to be true to his friend when it's like, you know, bros before hoes mentality sort of thing where he's just like, you know, I know he did something bad, but man, I'm going to take that to the grave. And you know, if I say something to my wife, she's just going to ask me questions about it. And
it's going to make her think things that I did things and I didn't do things. So I'm just going to avoid it altogether.
Yeah. And you know what? Honestly, like I can appreciate that from the husband where it's like, man, I know if I say something, it's just going to open up a can
don't
of worms.
Start nothing won't be nothing.
I know. Man. All right.
Wow, that's a lot, though.
Do you trust him?
That did not end up the way I thought it was going to.
Do you trust him?
I do. I do for now.
I think I do, too. I think I do, too.
I do. That seems to make sense.
All right, well.
And she knows her husband really well.
She does.
So she trusts him.
And I'm glad. I am glad for her that.
Yes. And I'm also glad for Bo's girlfriend. She got out of that bad situation.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Okay, this ended up well. I'm happy. I'm going to give that a round of applause.
Wow.
That was a lot.
Yeah, Brad was like, I thought this was going to end up in an alternative lifestyle discussion. Yeah.
It could have been. Yeah.
Could have been.
Yes, a roller coaster ride indeed.
All right. By the way, if you ever want to reach out to us, we will gladly talk about your issues.
Wow, that was more entertaining than a lot of the recent series I've been binging on Netflix.
I mean, sometimes real life is better than fiction, right?
I know, I'm kind of sad it's over now.
Hey, keep us posted on anything, all right? Just write into us every now and then. Check in.
All right, that's Group Therapy on 99.7 DJX.